Hello. Good to see y'all on a Tuesday night. Go ahead and someone did a heart, so I know y'all are here. But for just some housekeeping, first and foremost, the chat, you're more than welcome to go ahead and chat it up. Just know that I may not see the chat because it kind of flies by and I don't always catch it. Go ahead and raise your hand if you want coaching. Because we will get to that. If you have any questions, feel free to put those in the Q&A. Hey, Jen, another little just housekeeping thing about the chat. Go ahead and set that to everybody, because if you set it to host and panelist, that's just me, and I probably won't see that completely. So if you want to talk back and forth with each other, that is great. But tonight, I am Wendy. I see that you have got your hand raised, and I will get to you in just a minute. Just know that. But I wanted to start off talking a little bit about consistency. That is what we are talking about this month in OBS. And Coach Lizzie has done a wonderful job along with Corinne with this course. But, like, kind of what consistency looks like specifically when you're on a GLP-1 or have had weight loss surgery and all that type of stuff. But mainly, I think a lot of people think, oh, okay, I'm gonna get this tool, I'm gonna use this tool, or use that I've got this surgery, and it's gonna make me more consistent. That is not always true. Yes, it helps a lot with the physical hunger and physical enough. But what I want you kind of really getting curious about and really get consistent with is that emotional hunger and the emotional enough. That's a whole different ball game when we're talking about losing weight and keeping it off and stuff like that. So, and maybe take this time to, like, not right now, but take time to journal about what that looked like for you. Like, what is your baseline that you're gonna go by? We talk about the floor. I don't know, you may not have done the consistency course yet, but the baseline level for you when you're on a GLP-1, what that looks like on shot day or 2 days after when you're tired. How, what is your goal or what habits do you want to start when it comes to getting your protein in? And remember, there's four phases of the habits. You're going to start off at 20%, and then you're going to bump up. It'd be 20% that you're doing it, 80% that you're not. Then you bump up to 40% you're doing it, 60% you're not necessarily. Then it bumps up to 60% that you're doing it, 40% that you're not. This is the magic phase, though. This is where you're going to start hearing some of that chatter in your head. Oh, well, why are we doing it this way now? Even though you're making it a new habit and you're doing it more often than not, that's when those kind of thoughts start coming up. Go ahead and journal about what are you going to say back to those thoughts, because it does make a difference. And notice there's no 100% with consistency. The final level is doing it 80% of the time, 20% of the time not. So what does that look like for you? What baseline levels are you going to put for yourself? Because you get to do that. You are the one that gets to say, hey, this is where I'm starting and this is where I want to go next. Maybe a baseline is that you will move your body for 15 minutes a day in the hopes of building the habit to get into doing some type of resistance training. But like I mentioned, kind of in that phase three of building the habit, when those thoughts are coming up, we also talk about stuck thoughts. Those are so important, and I love that they brought this part in, because our brains do a beautiful, beautiful job of finding proof to our thoughts. That's what they do. I mean, they will search to the ends of the earth to prove what we're thinking. So we have to watch the questions that we ask. So, like, a stuck thought is, why can't I do this right? I've been approved for this medication. I fought for it to be covered on my insurance. I've gotten it. I'm taking it. Why can't I do this right? Why am I not losing weight? Then your brain goes looking for all of those reasons why you're not. A better thought would be to stay curious. If you stay curious, that's gonna definitely help you. But a better thought is, what can I do this week that will help move the scale? What can I do better this week than I did last week? See how that thought is going to have your brain searching for something that's going to be more beneficial. It's not going to try to find what you're doing wrong. It's going to then, in turn, look for the things that you're doing right. And then you can start, yes, Jen, it sounds much better. It's much more positive. Put your brain to work for the positive, not the negative. So, all that being said, like I said, go ahead and feel free to pop some questions in the Q&A, but I'm going to go ahead and start coaching. Wendy, I'm going to promote you to panelists. So come on up. But yeah, I think it does a really good job to kind of journal and to get some of those thoughts out of our head. That's a great way to do it. Hey, Wendy.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. What would you like coaching on?
Well, so I've never come to this meeting before, although I probably should have 3 years ago. I am a bariatric patient. I had bypass surgery in 2015. I total like before and after surgery, I had lost like 140, but I've put 90 of it back on. So there's that. So I'm kind of right now at a point where I had to go to the doctor for a ear thing like a month, 6 weeks ago, whatever it was. And I don't usually see her. I usually see her nurse practitioner, but I happened to see her that day. And the last few times I've been going, like my blood pressure just isn't great, but no one has said you need to go on medication. I know it's the weight. And I won't say I've been super on track, but I also know like calorie wise, I'm like, I just think finally, like this whole like menopause thing, I was always like, why do people complain that they can't lose weight? If I just don't eat the junk, I lose weight. Like I can lose weight. But now at 62, I think it's finally like, oh, it is getting harder to lose. It's not as easy as it was even a few years ago to lose weight. So anyway, when I was in there, my blood pressure's up. I'm like, let's talk about GLP-1s. Like I have put this off and put this off because what I don't want to do is have another successful weight loss just to put it back on. I hear the horror stories, you know, people go off it. And I know there are so many things in OBS that I can learn from so that I don't have that same journey. So anyway, I got it approved, finally got the medication. It arrived on Friday. I have not started it yet. And I guess my question or my concern is, you know, social media found out that I was considering a GLP-1, and the ads are insane about all these supplements that I need, that I'm going to lose ha my hair, I'm going to have no energy, I'm going to be sick all the time, and I need all these supplements. And I'm thinking, like, that's just not true, is it? Like, they're just trying to sell me something. And I guess I'm just looking for reassurance, like what do I need to do to make sure I do this right and I do this successfully? Because I don't want to just do it to be sick or do it to gain all the weight back.
Yeah, and I understand that completely because no one wants to take something that they think is going to help them, and then they end up in a place where they're kind of worse off than they were before. So I
Right,
can
right.
understand that. And yes, you probably have hit the marketing everything of social media, which, everyone has their greatest, latest hair tonic and protein and this, that, and the other, and all that. So you're definitely going to get all that, but a lot of that is just marketing noise.
Okay.
But know that, you get to choose what's best for your body. I will tell you, being protein forward is definitely something that you're going to want to do.
Okay.
And you can start even with the building a habit, like looking at where you are now as far as getting protein in and what that looks like. I mean, not saying that you'll definitely know this, but are you pretty good with getting your protein in right now?
At the current moment, no. I have like had spurts and periods of time where I was like really good about it. I mean, I just because of having bariatric surgery, I can't just like sit and eat sugar and carbs. Like I have to eat protein. But no, I'm not going like out of my way. I'd probably say I'm probably doing 50 to 60 grams right now. And I know I really should probably be like around 100, I'm guessing, is where I really need to be, I assume.
That's going to be the end game, but I think, and you can just slowly increase it because
Sure.
you're with your other surgery, your stomach may you may be more on the level of having like protein snacks as opposed
Yeah.
to being able to eat a whole chicken breast or whatever.
Exactly.
So
Yeah.
you're just going to have to be kind of what I say prioritize protein, meaning that it probably needs to be eaten first as opposed to put off.
Yep.
That's not to say that you have to, worry yourself with every bite that making sure it's protein and all that. Just getting it, leveling it up where you're trying to get to 100 grams a day, which is 100 grams of protein is roughly 400 calories. Not that
Okay.
we're counting calories, but kind of it gives you the mindset of sometimes you're like 100 grams of protein. Oh my gosh. Well, it's 400 calories worth. So, and that is going to help with a lot of the things that they're selling. Like your hair is normally, it's made from protein. So if you're not getting enough, you're not going to be able to do that. And also, B vitamins are a big thing. I will say that is a thing. And I don't know, are you already on some type
I
of
am.
vitamin
I take
as
a
a therapy?
bariatric supplement, but I also take an extra B12 and an extra D3 plus K2 because my D, I'm up in Wisconsin. My D's always kind of borderline low. So.
So on that, you're, I mean, a lot of those hair vitamins and stuff like that is just a multivitamin. I mean, some of them, yes, have like collagen and stuff in it that would
Sure.
help. But, if you're already kind of taking that, your chances of losing your hair are lessened. But
Okay.
the reason the hair loss and stuff like that is some of it is just a shock to the system when you lose weight too fast. So
Right.
people, there's been people with bariatric surgery
Oh, that
have
happened to
lost
me.
hair. Yes,
Yeah.
and it had nothing to do with being on a GLP-1.
Right.
It is our body's response sometimes when the weight drops quickly, it just kind of freaks out a little bit. And so you get some side effects and hair loss is one of them. So, but as far as like the other stuff, collagen, I mean, collagen's not necessarily bad to take. It's not going to be the cure-all,
Okay.
for some of that stuff. I mean, I take collagen when I remember to take it, but I take it more so for my skin and my joints. So it's don't get wrapped up and all of that type stuff,
Okay.
because if you're listening to your body, which the GLP-1, like I kind of said at the beginning, it does a great job with physical hunger and physical enough. It doesn't touch anything emotional.
Sure.
So it, and sometimes reducing that food noise lets that emotional hunger stuff, it gets a little bit louder.
Oh,
But
I remember 1 month after my surgery, I remember having a complete meltdown in my room, just crying because my children wouldn't line up for an Easter picture. And I'm like, I would have just eaten the cake pre-surgery and never felt those feelings. Like I was just like out of control emotional over a family picture that day because I couldn't eat it away.
Right. And essentially that's what's happening. You're going to take away that coping skill of food.
Right.
And that is where a lot of people kind of get sidetracked. They're like, "Hold on, I didn't sign up for this." Like I thought I was doing a shot once a week and it was going to help me lose weight. Well, that's why like No BS and Corinne, we're always talking about that, the emotional eating. And it is going to bring it to the forefront for most people. That's a good thing because this is the time that you want to start working on that.
Right.
This is the time, like if you want to really get in touch with your body and know what your body needs, That's what you have to start listening to.
Okay.
Your body doesn't necessarily need a hair tonic, right? Your body needs to find new coping mechanisms to deal with some of these emotions going on.
Right.
Because ultimately, you can lose all of the weight and still be left without knowing how to cope with life, without knowing how to cope with, your kids not lining up for a picture. Granted, that sometimes agitates all moms, right? Just like just stand there and smile for a second. So, but yeah, and I love how GLP-1s allow that time period. I say that it's the perfect window to start really digging into that emotional eating. So if you were going to put your time and effort somewhere, I wouldn't put it on researching, all the supplements. I would put it on the
Okay.
emotional eating course right now.
Okay.
And so it's sitting in the fridge. When are you going
Yes.
to start?
I don't know. Well, that was my next question. Is like, I asked ChatGPT, like, what's the best day? It's like, well, some people prefer Friday because it keeps them under control for the weekend. And I'm like, really? Like, is that a thing? I don't know. Is it not really even? Do you feel really different for a few days than you do towards the end of the week?
Yeah, there is a difference, and a lot of people do Fridays, and it depends. Do you still work?
I do. I work
Okay.
full time from home office
From
or
home, and
job.
it's
Yeah.
Monday through Friday, is
Yeah.
that?
Yeah.
So a lot of people do like doing the shot on Friday because they notice that they're a little tired either the first day after or the second day after.
Okay.
And that's something I love. Do you do the wellness tracker or track when
Yes,
you
I have
live?
been doing it. Yes.
Okay, so that would be a great way. In the little note section, I have like some of my private clients to put their shot day and then use that note section on how you feel.
Okay.
Like if you're tired or whatever, because you can go back and look. Because
Okay.
sometimes it's kind of hard to see. Like, was I tired the day after or was it 2 days? And so you can always, yeah, Jen says she loves the notes. I do too. I put all different types of stuff, like how I was feeling and just all different types of stuff. So use that section to its fullest. And it's going to peak on day three. So you're
Okay.
going to get some people notice, oh, it's really hard to eat the first day. Like they really have to kind of the first day after the shot. They're
Sure.
really not hungry and they kind of have to make sure that they're getting food in. Sometimes that is easier on the weekend because when you're working and you got your mind going and everything else, it's easier to kind of be like, oh, I'll do that later, or let me just finish this task. So
Right.
you may not eat and then you start maybe getting some brain fog or stuff like that. So, I mean, I think just pick what works for you. Like I said, a lot of people do Fridays and it does kind of, because it's gonna last for like, they say 7 days, but it starts wearing off on day
Okay.
six, which is, I think, again, is the beauty of the drug because it's going to allow some of that hunger to come back. So you can start dealing with that too.
Okay.
Because you don't want your hunger to go away fully. You don't want it to be like something that you're having to force yourself to eat every time. So, I mean, I think just kind of make your decision on what you think is best and just go with it.
Okay.
And you
Well,
can
thank you. That
always
was very
adjust
helpful.
it. If you do it Friday and then you notice, oh, I don't want to feel tired all weekend. Well, you can adjust it. You just don't, I would just adjust it by a day a week to
And
get
a
it
day further, like, so go
a
8
day
days.
further.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's very helpful. Thank you. I feel better about that because every time I open Facebook or Instagram, just like, why am I doing this to myself? It looks horrible if I don't spend tons of money. I'm like, that can't be real. Like, there's got to be more to this. So.
Yeah, I think a good like a good protein powder, I would recommend that. And then outside of that, it sounds like you're already doing like the vitamin. I think that that is definitely important. And then just see how you feel. Electrolytes are, I will say that, electrolytes are important as well. They help just kind of replenish things. And a lot of people say that they don't feel as nauseous if they do. They just put it in your water. You're going to drink
Water,
your
okay.
water anyway. Oh, and another thing is it does kind of it helps your decrease your appetite in the same way it decreases your thirst. So if you're really good with water, that's good. But you may start having to track water again and kind of pushing water.
And how much is it more than the 64 ounces? Is
No,
that
you can start with
sufficient?
64 ounces and see how that does. Some people will bump their water if they have any type of constipation. Some people do that, some people don't. So, water is just one of those things that it will help with constipation just because it helps flush stuff out.
All
But
right. Well, thank you. That was very helpful. I'll definitely start watching the Facebook group more too now that I'm doing this.
yeah.
I think I kind of had the bariatric surgery down, and it's been 11 years, so I hadn't really perused that group too much. But now that I'm going to start this journey,
Definitely, and
I'll
ask
definitely
your
watch more.
questions there because there are people in that group who are exactly like you. They've had bariatric surgery and now they're on a GLP-1. So that's definitely, go in there and say whatever, and what has helped them specifically because it is a little different. When you've had bariatric surgery, it is a little different than if you haven't, just because you physically don't have the, your stomach or whatever, it can't hold but so much, so it is a little bit different.
Yeah, I thought this for a really long time. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I need to figure out how to do this on my own. I've already had surgery, but now I'm like, I'm starting to, I'm going to be close to having some health consequences because of this weight I'm carrying around. And it's time to get serious about this.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're taking your health into your own hands and doing it.
Well, thank you. Thanks for
You're
taking my
welcome.
call.
Yes, your call. All right. You take care.
Thank
Thank you
you.
so much. All right. I do have a question, and then Julie, I will get to you. It says Wegovy tablets labels say keep between 68 and 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Do you have suggestions in this heat while traveling, camping now and for a month-long travel tour to Australia, New Zealand in September to keep it cool in buses and hotels? Thought the pills would be easier for travel, but the temperature requirement is crazy. Yes. Okay. So I know a lot of people that take a little cooler with them. I would drop that, like even like a lunchbox type cooler, I think would be fine. I mean, 68 to 77, when you're camping, that's probably going to be a bigger deal. Like put that down inside a bag so it can't get wet, and then just keeping it in like a cooler with maybe one of those plastic ice things that you can freeze. I mean, that to me, most people, that's room temperature or whatever inside your house. So if it's in the hotel or something like that, you're probably fine. Yes, it's gonna be, let's see, September down in New Zealand. I know that they're opposite. It's the opposite from us, but it may be getting warmer. But yeah, even you can go on Amazon and get like a good lunchbox. And some of those coolers, I would buy a couple of extra so you can always have one frozen. And just kind of, you're going to have to kind of baby it a little bit, but it's going to be worth it. And to be able to take that with you, I wouldn't just say, okay, I'm going to go off of it for that time being. I would just kind of keep going and make it doable for you to take it with you. All right, Julie, I'm going to go ahead and call you up. And then someone else, go ahead and out raise your hand for coaching so we can get all of y'all tonight. Hey, Julie.
Hi. I
So
hope
what would
this
you like
isn't
to
too
know?
loud where you are. I'm in Chautauqua and I'm in the back of the amphitheater where my granddaughter's going to be on real soon. So I have to make this
Oh,
short.
awesome. Yeah, no problem.
And so I've been on this GLP-1 compounded semaglutide with hers for
Okay.
since a year and a half. And about in October, it'll be a year. I have stayed the exact same weight.
Okay.
So I have two thoughts. And I used to get nauseous a little tiny bit, especially when I ate high fat foods and high sugary foods and too much food or not enough food. And now I've learned all that. And over the last year, I think, made all of that automatic. So I have become a normal eater, according to Lizzie, who tells me that every week.
Yes.
But my question is, I still want to lose 5 pounds, right? And the reason is just so that on Weight Watchers chart, all those charts, that I can get to this one number, maybe not stay there. But so one of my thoughts is I've heard that semaglutide or tirzepatide is the way to go for some of those things. So I kind of want, I've been trying to find, hers does not offer it. If they do, it's like way crazy expensive. So I think I've seen in Facebook some people asking the same kind of questions, like as a recommendation of, I'm going to be self-pay. My doctor doesn't think I weigh enough. Nobody thinks I weigh enough now. I don't know. That's the one question. And I guess then my other one would be, in this last year where I've been staying the same, I have been trying to get rid of my diet mentality. And so I am eating things that I would never have allowed myself to eat before that were quote unquote bad foods, because there are now no bad foods. And I do. I have little bits of ice cream cones, or I have whatever. But I'm wondering if back when I first started, I would get full really fast, or I would, even the thought of eating something like that would just be, oh God, no, I don't even want to eat that. I don't have that anymore. I have, do you, does your body acclimate over time to these semaglutides? And then, like, I either need to up my dose. I've been at the same dose now for a long time, like probably 8, 9 months. So anyway, I'm gonna throw all that out at you, and hopefully she doesn't start singing. And if she does, I gotta go.
Okay.
So
So
soon.
your body can, your body can start to acclimate to the medication. That is a thing. So what you're probably noticing is a little bit of that. And then you could, if you switch it out to go to tirzepatide, there's a lot of people that did lose more weight when they switched over, which makes sense though, because semaglutide only works on GLP-1. Tirzepatide is going to work on GLP-1 and something called GIP. And so
Yeah.
it works two different ways. And that's why they see a little bit more weight loss with tirzepatide. Is it worth the switch for 5 pounds? Maybe it is. You would have to switch some stuff up. Obviously, you would have to go to a different provider that made
Yeah.
tirzepatide. It is a little bit more expensive, but it's a dual active drug, so it makes sense that you're getting two, so you're going to pay a little bit more. But what is it, besides just the Weight Watchers thing, what is it about those 5 pounds that would make it worth doing all that?
I get this question a lot. Part of it is just being able to feel those hip bones that I think just 5 pounds will do it. I know I have loose skin, so like the roll on my stomach may just be mostly skin. And I'm not going to have skin removal surgery. I don't have that much. Just maybe also a little bit of a buffer that, just to see what it's like in that next set of tens that I haven't been in 30, 40 years. It just, I don't know. It's just something I kind of want to just see if I can do it. And I don't know. And oh, before I forget, the other major thing I wanted to ask, if you are taking the same thing over long term, does anybody else, or have you heard of skin sensitivity? I have, it's not, it's almost like I'm like a little bit of a sunburn, but it's all over, everywhere, all my skin. And it's worse at night. And I've looked up, the only other medication I'm on is blood pressure, and it's very little dose. I don't think that's it. Have you heard of anything like that? Because it's
Yes,
getting worse.
I have heard of that as well. And some people, what they do is they take a Benadryl on the night that they do their shot and then the next night,
Oh.
because it can be subcutaneous shots, like anything that goes subcutaneous, like just with the little
Right.
pills, over time can just cause our skin to be just a little bit like, oh, what is this? And it
Yeah.
overreacts with histamine. So that is something that can
It
happen.
does feel like a histamine thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that you say that, I've never had a reaction at the site. I don't even feel that little needle.
Yeah, it's
I've had no
tiny.
trouble. I will try that. Thank you. That gives
Yeah,
me a
give
little bit
that a
of hope.
try. But I think
Yeah,
for
okay,
you,
cool.
it's going to be really thinking about what those 5 pounds are, they worth it? And is it worth
Yeah.
it to you to try to clean up a little bit of that eating right now?
Well, that is it. And I don't, because hopefully they don't hear me. Because I'm trying to be a normal eater, I'm trying not to plan my foods other than like dinners and like going to the grocery store and that kind of planning. But I don't want to write down everything I eat and micromanage. To me, that feels like a diet. And I've done that my whole life since I was six. So, and I'm almost 68. So, however, I think it would help me to track, did I wait till I was hungry? Did I stop it enough? You
So do
know?
that for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Do I mean and see
Yeah.
because
Maybe I've just gotten lazy about that,
and
or my body's adjusted to the
it's
medication.
not necessarily lazy or anything like that. It makes sense why you don't want to do that, but you're going to have to weigh, do you want the 5 pounds and is it
Yeah.
worth maybe really checking into hunger enough for 2 weeks to see if that moves the scale, and then you'll have your answer, you know. And because the difference of 5 pounds right now is probably a couple bites left behind here and there, you know.
Yeah. It has been in the past. I know when I have done that, it does work. And I think, oh, this is so easy. Why didn't I do it before? So you're right.
Yeah,
You're
and
right.
you're
Yeah.
maintaining the weight, you're not gaining weight, so the
Yeah, I
medication is
am.
still helping. It would be
Yeah,
different if
and the
there,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. And the good thing is that this feels normal to me now. And so that part of it, I'm sorry, I'm getting another phone call, but I'm trying to hang up on.
You're fine.
And how do I do? Okay, there we go. My brain, you know, since I've been a dieter for all these years and overweight all these years, I'm glad that in a way, in hindsight, that it's taken this long and that I've stayed the same, because now the foods that I used to eat and the quantity and the frequency, all I it would take me a long time to get back up to that level again, because I've been the same for since at least September last year. So it's okay. I just kind of think, oh, if I could just, I have been trying to lose the next pound or two instead of thinking I'm just maintaining. So I'm trying to shift into that maintenance thought, you know, as well.
Yeah,
So,
you've proven
yeah, all right.
that this is helping you maintain, and now you have
Yep.
this goal of being 5 pounds down. So it makes sense that you've got to tweak some things a little bit. Weight loss mode is different than maintenance mode. So you're
Yes,
doing a
it
great
is.
job eating for maintenance. Now,
Yeah,
if you want to eat
right.
for weight loss, it's going to be, and you know how to do it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So I don't need to up my dosage at all, you don't think, or
I would still do the 2 weeks and really dig into hunger and enough and
okay.
then go from there.
Okay. It would
Yeah.
be easier to keep with hers and not change. I mean, it just
Yeah,
because
instead
I
of
know I
changing
have that
everything
prescription
up.
from them. Yeah, right.
Let's
Yeah.
do what we know works, has worked in the past first, and
Okay.
then see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, I better go and be a good grandmother.
Yes.
So, well, thank you
Enjoy.
very much.
Yes,
Thanks.
you take
All
care.
right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Jen, I see you've got your hand raised. I'm going to go ahead and promote you. All right. Hey, I
Hey,
saw
Coach Christy.
you've been in the chat, so yes.
I
Hey.
have been. How are you?
I'm doing well. What would you
Good,
like
good.
coaching on?
Well, so you've coached me before on my thyroid and all that fun stuff,
Yes.
I've been in perimenopause, but I just didn't really label it for a long time, I guess, because my periods were all out of whack. But I haven't had a period since May. So they ran blood work on me, and it showed that I was in like postmenopause, which is it's just the markings, I guess, that they use. But I had lost a lot of weight last year and then ended up having to go on thyroid medicine. And I had went down to 184 prior to being diagnosed with Graves' disease. And the medicine I'm on is metha something. I'm not going to be able to say that. Metha, it's a thyroid medicine.
What do you think? Oh, methimazole.
That would be it. Thank
Yes.
you. And so right after I thank you, Meredith
Yes.
got it in the chat too. Right after I started taking it, of course, my weight loss just kind of stalled and it was very, 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 very slow. And I do take tirzepatide. And so now it's like I'm at 204 and I just feel like everything is just like downhill and it's just like, oh my God, I'm gonna gain back all my weight. I will say the month of July was kind of wacky in the sense I had two conferences back to back. And the first one I was by myself and it was just I went to a conference for a week. Of course, ate out the whole time because I was at a hotel and I didn't have a strong protocol. Got back for a week and I was like, man, this next conference, I'm gonna do it. Well, I took all the teachers and we were all together in this big Airbnb for a week. Did not make a protocol again and just felt like I was just like out of control, like snacking again. We were eating out, we were doing this. And I'm trying to figure out how to rebound from that and to get back on track. But when you were talking to, I think it was Julie a minute ago, you said something about eating for maintenance and eating for weight loss. And that kind of clicked in my head. I'm wondering if I need to dial down my hunger and enough because I feel like maybe I'm eating more than I need to. But it's like one of these crazy things, like how do you do it?
So, I mean, it makes sense that, like, since you were kind of out of your norm. And with the conferences and all that, that maybe your hungering enough wasn't, you weren't really listening fully to all that. So, but what I meant by like when you're eating for maintenance versus eating for weight loss, and I'll never forget when Coach MJ said it because it clicked like that for me too. The difference of even 2 to 3 bites left behind at each meal. And yes, sometimes when you're on like a GLP-1, you're like, oh, I'm already not eating a whole lot. Well, that's true. But if you're gaining weight or you're not losing, you're still getting enough for your body. Your body is showing you that by, maintaining the weight. It's enough. I know we don't say calories, but
Excuse me.
you're getting enough calories and stuff to maintain that weight. And the difference, like I said, is sometimes just a couple bites left behind. And even though our brain wants to throw up probably all these different excuses why you couldn't do that, a big one for this group is, well, how am I going to get my protein in if I don't finish? Well, just take a week at a time and see. Say, okay, this week I am gonna concentrate on waiting for hunger. Or I'm really gonna concentrate on stopping at enough. Whichever one, like, and it may be that you don't have a problem waiting for hunger because of the medication. Maybe you're noticing that you're not stopping at enough because you think that you should eat all of the chicken because you're not gonna get your protein. Or because, you think that you should eat, some of these peanut butter crackers or whatever because you're a little nauseous. Like just really kind of checking yourself on those things. Because if you're on the thyroid medication, which your thyroid controls a lot of stuff in your body and metabolism, and I get all of that, but are you pretty well balanced on that? I mean, would you say?
The reason why I had to go on the medicine was because in my left eye, it was Graves' disease had come in it and it was protruding and all that stuff and blurry. That's not happening any longer. I did go to my thyroid doctor today. She did order labs for tomorrow. I'm gonna go take those, just my normal thyroid. She also ordered a thing because she said she wanted to check me for a thing called Cush disease or
Cushing's.
Cushing disease. And so I'll do that one next week, I believe. And then I have another ultrasound on my neck for my thyroid. But she did mention that, you know, we could see if the medicine, because I'm on 10 milligrams, if it could go down lower without affecting, you know, my levels and see where my levels are to see if they need to be tweaked. When I had them done 3 weeks or 3 months ago, they were in a good area, so she didn't mess with the medicine. So she just wants to check it now to see if it's contributing to anything, with my weight and everything.
Yeah, and it could be Cushing's disease can make you like hold on to water weight as well. Like it can, like some of the inflammation and stuff like that. So I would be interested in knowing the results to that, because that kind of can change things. But when I say that, it can change like 10 pounds. You know, it's not gonna be like a 50-pound swing one way or the other. And some of the medications that they do use to treat Cushing's is the steroids. So, and that in and of itself can kind of cause you to, it can increase hunger. It can cause you to hold on to water weight and stuff like that. But again, your body is going to regulate to it. So it's not like, you know, you're going to be constantly gaining because you're on a certain dose. You're eventually, and you'll feel better, because if you do have Cushing's that's untreated, there's stuff going on that the steroids are actually going to make you feel more normal. So, I mean, it's a catch-22 in some cases. But for you, I think it's just figuring out, okay, what does my body need right now? Am I emotionally eating? That's going to be a big one. And if I am, what am I going to do about that? And I think this month with the consistency thing, it's great to just like get your where you're at. Are you, what phase are you at, when it comes to even the habit of stopping at enough, you know, and kind of really being really honest with yourself.
And that's what I need to be as honest with myself, I feel, at this point.
And it's, you know, sometimes when we do the wellness tracker, and especially when we know someone's maybe looking at it or something like that, we don't always tell the whole truth. But, you know, or we don't like, I had someone today, they're like, I don't want to put an X. You know, I know that I didn't do it, but I just, you know, because I put an X and then I feel shame. All of that is just human nature. I get that. But when you truly are wanting to build a new habit, you have to be almost brutally honest with yourself.
And I need to do that, so.
So if you had to guess, what would you say was going on?
I would say I'm not stopping at enough, and I'm just, it's like I just want to finish whatever I'm eating at that moment. Or I may not even be hungry, but I still want something. Instead of figuring out what I really need, like, is it rest? Is it walking away from something, from my desk for a little bit? I haven't been doing that.
And thank you for being honest, because that, you know, that takes a lot to realize that. So I would say that would be where your work is just to kind of, and I like to do this before I eat, no matter what. I ask myself, you know, am I hungry? And if I'm not hungry, what do I need?
And I need to honor that too, instead of just, okay, I'm not hungry, but I'm going to keep on eating, or I'm going to eat, so that's, I need to honor that. So this has been good hearing you say it out loud, and me, it's kind of clicking with me.
Yeah, because it, just like I mentioned before, when the GLP-1 and stuff like that, when you're taking away the food as the coping mechanism, you have to replace it with something else. And when you ask that second question of, if I'm not hungry, what is it that I need? That's going to help you with the emotional eating part. You need rest. Okay, well, I need rest. Well, can I just go take 5 minutes just to myself? You know, and that may mean, like, if you're at work, that may mean going to the bathroom, washing your hand under cold water. You know, there's different ways. Yes, that's not like laying down and taking a nap, but you can give your brain a little bit of rest too. But if you're not following up with the question of what it is you need and trying to answer that, you're going to keep going back to the urge is going to keep coming because it's still your that need is still not met. And our brains know food will meet it. So, I mean, yeah, so it makes sense that the urge is going to come back around. But for the most part, urges are going to go away in about 10 to 15 minutes.
So that, yeah,
But
that's
yeah, I'm
helpful.
glad you're working with the doctor because, you know, there may be some other stuff going on. And yes, some of that may be causing you to not lose the weight. But again, that's not everything. You know,
No, it's
just
not.
like the GLP-1 doesn't fix everything with weight loss, it's not one thing that's going on. You know, it's a lot of different things. And I think if you were to really take a look at the emotional eating part, you know, even if you were to go back and be like, okay, at that conference when we were all together at the Airbnb, what was going on? Like, why was I eating when I wasn't hungry? And kind of just go back through some of that stuff to see what comes up.
That would be good to, I'll do that. I'll journal on that because it was just last week, so it's
So
still
yeah, it's still fresh.
fresh. I was one of the three that won the coaching call. So
Oh, awesome.
so
Congratulations.
I'll be coaching with Betsy.
Okay.
So I feel like I can use some of this too to kind of work all this out. And of course, I'll be at camp for VIP and
Yes.
everything next month. So I have a good system, good support system, a great
Ew.
accountability group. I just have got to really ask myself the questions and be honest with the answers.
Yeah. And I think this is the perfect time for you to, you know, to start with Coach Betsy and then just start digging into that. Because again, like almost whether you're on a GLP-1, whether you're, you know, 10 pounds from goal weight or 110 pounds from goal weight, emotional eating needs to be addressed. And it's never going to go away. Like I will always be an emotional eater. I just catch it sooner. Now, you know, where I'm not, you know, 15 minutes into eating straight out of the ice cream carton. Now I'm like, oh no, I don't even eat that out of the carton anymore. You know, I put it in a bowl. Like, so you just start catching it sooner and sooner. But I
Perfect.
think with your month of coaching and then with camp right behind that, I think that that's going to set you up to where you're going to start really realizing some of the stuff that is going on. And then, of course, I love the emotional eating course if you haven't taken that.
I haven't taken it, so I definitely want to do that.
And even, I mean, the consistency course this month, I hate to throw all these courses at you, you know, pick
I'm
the
a course
course first.
girl.
Okay, then
I
good. Yeah, I
love
love courses too.
it.
So even kind of doing that and using the Stack It and Sustain It to really stack those new habits. You know, even if it's that you're going to ask if you're hungry, and then you're going to ask what you need, and then you're going to try to do that within 5 minutes. Like stacking stuff like that, you know, that would help.
Perfect. Yeah, I downloaded the workbook for that, for the Stack It one. Perfect. I appreciate you so much, Coach
You're
Christy, for being
welcome.
on here with all of us. So
Yes, and you come find me at camp if
I will.
I'll be in a Zoom room, I think, and but I'll be out and about too. So,
Okay, can't wait. Thank you
all
so
right, you take
much.
care.
All right,
Bye-bye.
bye-bye.
All right, Liz, I'm going to go ahead and call you up and I'm going to answer a question while you're coming up. I said, how do you know when it's time to switch one GLP-1 to another? I feel like I'm doing the right things, yet the weight loss has been extremely slow. I'll be right with you, Liz, okay? So, how do you know when to switch it up? That is a good question that I probably definitely can't answer 100% for you. I know that, like we mentioned earlier, the semaglutide only works on GLP-1. So the tirzepatide is going to work on GLP-1 and then GIP. So some people do notice that the tirzepatide that they get less of the GI side effects and that they do get a little bit more weight loss. That is something though that you're just going to have to, decide for yourself what's best for yourself. And then but before you switch, really get clear with yourself. Are you, really on hunger and enough? Are you really clued in on those? Is there any emotional eating going on? What are those things that are coming up that may be making your weight loss kind of stall? But yes, it's a great question, but I'm sorry I can't fully answer that for you. But I would think that, be honest with yourself and then just make a decision and go with it. All right. Liz, how's it going?
Fine, how
I
are
wasn't
you?
expecting to see you tonight, so I'm glad you're here.
I know. I was like, oh, I can actually jump on tonight. So yeah, and I was like, she probably has a bunch of people. I'm like, I'll just raise my hand and see. And then she
Just
called my
that's how
name
it
and I was like,
goes.
oh shit. So yeah. Good to see you. I look forward to seeing you at camp
Yes.
next month. So I'll be there for VIP and the rest of camp. So definitely get to say hi.
Definitely.
I mean, I share quite a bit about my journey, like being on Wegovy, being in a stall for a long time. Then I switched over to Zepbound, and I moved up to 12.5 about almost 3 weeks ago. And of course, I split dose and all of that stuff. And I'm fu and I let go of like meticulously tracking. I'm like, I really need to see if I can like do this without like tracking and kind of being on that. And my weight's kind of in the same place. I am finding that I'm still hungry, but I have like zero food noise, so I don't have that drive for urges. And I'm just like, I don't know if I could eat any less to like get weight loss going, or I don't know if I'm just in that weird place of where my body's like, I don't really want to release any weight, you know? And so I'm just kind of, it's a little frustrating, but also, you know, so I don't know. I'm trying to like figure things out. Like what
If
can
you had to guess, what do you think's going on? I know you're very in tune with your body.
So I mean, I do feel hungry. I mean, there's times where I'm just like I might go to bed a little bit hungry. I try not to do that. Like if I'm pretty hungry, I'm gonna eat. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I mean, because again, I have zero food noise, but I'm hungry and I eat until I'm satisfied, and I can go several hours, but I'm just like the scale's just the same. So I'm just like, I don't know that I could eat any less to try to get the scale to move again.
Yeah, and so I know you actually do the strength training and all that. So you're keeping up with all that too?
Yes. Yeah. I strength train like 3 to 4 days a week. You know, keep that going. I am adding in some walking to see if that could kind of help where I don't have to. Hold on. I'm sorry. My cat
You're
is
fine.
talking. Okay. Hold on. I'm coming. Come on. Come on. Oh my goodness. Let's go. What happened? Okay. She loves sleeping outside because it's warm and she's like out
Yes,
the
and then
window.
now
So
she's done.
yeah, I'm like, sorry about that. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to add in some walking and see if that can kind of, you know, help with that without me having to like reduce more food. And I'm sorry, I forgot your question.
No, I was just saying you're going over like what do you think? And if you're doing, is anything else different?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I like to strength train. I don't like to do a lot of other stuff. So maybe I just kind of experimenting with that. If I added in like maybe a couple of Peloton rides or a little bit of walking to see if that would kind of help, you know, move the needle. Like that can help with a little bit of calorie burn. Maybe that's enough to kind of get the scale moving again. 'Cause I'm just kind of bouncing back and forth between just like a couple of pounds.
Do you think you're eating enough?
I do think I'm eating enough 'cause I'm eating substantial meals. So, but I mean, maybe I'm not, you know, I don't know.
And maybe that's something like just to look at because sometimes when on a GLP-1, when you are working out, like, because strength training is definitely, I would love to see everyone doing it, but it is more important on a GLP-1. But when you're doing that, and sometimes when you're not getting enough, like just calories in general, you can hit a stall. Just because your body is like, kind of like, hold on, I'm not going to let anything go because we actually need this, because I need to be able to build muscle. I need to be able to do these things. Like, and there's some people that don't believe that you can eat too
Little.
little and stall out, but the data does show that you can do that. But no, and then sometimes I have seen it where people were split dosing and they hit a stall and they went back to doing it once a week and it broke it. That there's no data. I'm just going based on what some people, like some other doctors, had said, because it does change up some stuff as far as the concentration of the, like, when you're split dosing, and for those who don't know what split dosing is you just, instead of doing all of the dose on one day, you do it half of the dose and then wait and do the other half of the dose. So there are some people that switch that, and then they notice that the stall or whatever all of a sudden is broken. That's just something to know. You're going to know your body the best, the way it feels and stuff like that. But I know people that do 3 months once a week, and then 3 months split dose, and then they go back and forth.
Got it. That's a good idea. I can definitely bring that up to my doctor and see what he would suggest on that as well. 'Cause I'm like, and maybe I'm not eating enough. I mean, I was tracking so I could see like how much protein I was getting, how many calories I'm getting, but I was still hungry. Like, it's interesting because like even being on a high dose of Zepbound, like I'm still hungry. I have zero food noise, so I'm like, I mean, I'll eat, but I'm not like, I got it. You know what I mean? I'm not like driven. I don't have urges. So, which is a weird place to be like physically hungry and then be like, it's not that I'm not eating. It's just, it's probably where most people would like to be, where
But it's
like,
just different for you.
yes.
And
But yeah, I mean, all the doses, I've been so hungry on them.
it is true physical hunger.
True physical, like my stomach is growling, like it's true physical hunger. Even when I was tracking and eating 2,200 calories, I was still like starving. So I don't know, like that's why I'm like, I feel like I'm getting enough food. I've stopped tracking in that way. So I don't know.
And maybe this next week or two, just kind of really track and see, not like, writing down every little thing, but just because sometimes, we eat a certain way. We don't realize that, you know what, I'm really not eating, or I'm overeating, because it can go both ways, when we don't really realize. But I think that that would be good for you. Just this next, I always say 2 weeks, because sometimes patterns don't show up the first week. And just really go in with it curious, like, how much protein am I, getting really all of my nutrients? Am I only eating protein and not getting the other vitamins and stuff? Because sometimes your body can hold on to stuff for that reason as well, when it's not getting what it needs. But yeah, I mean, I don't think that anything's going wrong. I think the medication is still working. It's just that for whatever reason, your body is kind of in this little, let's just hang tight mode, which can happen with a GLP-1 too.
I lost 132 pounds, right? So is my body just like, I just want to hang out here for a while, right?
How much have you lost within the last, like, 3 months?
Well, I switched to Zepbound in February and I've lost like, I think I calculated the other day, I think it was like
I was losing like 2.78 pounds a month. So whatever that comes out to, like 13 pounds.
Okay, so, and it may be because sometimes about every 10 pounds or so, our body adjusts. And it may be that your body is in that adjustment period, just trying to figure things out, like, hey, it's going to be a little different now. And it will stall out some, but.
Yeah, because I didn't, when I got my in-body scan, I hadn't lost any muscle. Like
So that's great.
so no muscle loss. I've lost like 77 inches, like inches and stuff are still happening. So maybe it's like focusing on that. And then, like you said, maybe just tracking a little bit just to make sure that I'm getting enough. Cause I mean, I was still getting like at least, 125 grams of protein or more. So, I mean, sometimes, some days I was like, I can't eat any more protein. So, but it all balances out. Like one day I'm like 150, one day I might be like 80 something,
And
right?
I
So,
love that you say that because that leads into the consistency thing too. And I was going to mention that, like, consistency with protein is not getting 100 grams every single day. It's some days 80, some days 120, some days 70. Like, as long as it's consistently, I would love for it to be about 100 or above. So just take a look and see, like, look at it like you were looking at someone else's data. Like, and just kind of go through and be like, okay, this is what's happening here, and this is what's happening here. And then you can even put it in Ask Coaches to me. Like, and I will look at that for you too, and just see. And because it could be one of a few things, but and if you want to switch up and do it just your dose once a week, I would do it for 2 weeks again, just to see what that does. And Jen, she mentioned in the chat that she's split dosing. Jen, you may want to try the same thing too, of going back to once a week just to see. Yeah. Well,
I
all
like it.
right.
Yeah, sorry, no,
Our
go ahead and go.
no, we're fine. The time is just coming near. But yeah, I mean, you know your body so well. And just kind of, like I said, take a look at it like you were looking at just straight data. And no judgment, no anything, just what do I think's going on here? And do bring it to me to Ask Coaches, tag me, because I want to continue and figure this out, because there's something going on. And if it's not emotional eating, and it's your, of course, I'm always going to tell you, dial in hunger and enough. We'll figure out what it is for sure.
Awesome. Well,
And
that
I'll
sounds
see you at camp, and I cannot wait. It's like
I
someone put, I forget how many days it
like
was.
39 days,
Yeah, I
right?
think they
Something
said
like that.
that. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh. So, yeah.
It'd be so exciting. All
Well,
right.
all right. I'll see you there.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right. So, thank you all for joining me tonight. And I just want to kind of close with, if you are wanting extra kind of help, like one-on-one help, you're welcome, Jen. I don't have any slots available, but if you want to get on my wait list, you can go ahead and do that. I know Coach Betsy, if you have any trouble with like binge eating, yes, there are people on GLP-1s that still have binge problems. She is great with that. If you are nearing maintenance and you kind of want to know what that is going to entail for you and how that's going to be different from you, for you, Coach Lizzie she has availability in her one-on-one coaching for maintenance. If you are dealing with some body image type stuff, like you've lost all of your weight and now you notice that you have some loose skin and your brain just hasn't caught up with how your body feels, Coach Lisa is our body image coach and she has availability. So definitely you can look online, you can write in to MJ. She is our private coach concierge. She will straighten you out and get you to the right coach, but do that for yourself. If you can. Camp, if you want to join us live in Dallas, tickets are still available. If that doesn't work for you and you want to join virtually, please come join virtually. And thank you, Lori, and come and be in my Zoom room. I am excited to have you there, but those tickets are still available for virtual camp. But I hope you all have a great rest of your week. I am so glad you spent your Tuesday night with me. And I will see y'all again next month for our medical weight loss call. But until then, y'all take care. Bye-bye.